Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all. Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Up next at 12 after, we got First Touch, another episode going through Game Week 5 recap and looking ahead at the upcoming English Premier League and Champions League fixtures. But first, it is sports weekend, baby. College football and NFL is here. It's right around the corner, and we have been treated to some unbelievable games and upsets thus far. Last night, my New York Giants failed to defeat the Dallas Cowboys, although they had a window there at the end with a rare miss from Aubrey. I believe it was his first career miss outside of 50 yards, which is, first of all, absolutely unbelievable. Everyone online is saying Vegas made the call. It was a Dallas minus 5.5 spread is what the line closed at. Dallas wins by 5 after Daniel Jones and company fails to go down the field. They wouldn't need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Man, this was a weird game. I'm not going to lie. The Cowboys, they're not going to – sure, they got the win, but they're not going to feel good about this by any means. And the Giants, I mean, I don't think any of us have felt good for quite some time, especially since paying Daniel Jones $160 million. But the bright spot for the New York Giants, Malik Nabers is a certified stud. I mean, if you think about it, he would have had to have been the number one wide receiver taken in any other draft class that did not include Marvin Harrison Jr. Final score 20-15. New York Giants cover the spread plus 5.5. It goes under. I believe the total is 46. So shout out to those who had that. Looking ahead at some college games this weekend, man, first of all, there's been some crazy line movement in this Alabama-Georgia game. I was looking the other day. Bama was minus 2.5. Georgia is now a minus 1 favorite. That's going to be one hell of a game as Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. I'm telling you guys now, I'm riding with Bama here. At home versus Georgia, the fans will be into it. Milroe's got more than enough experience. They're going to take home this W, mark my words. I also got it going under, but I'm not personally putting money on that. If I had to guess, though, I'm taking the under. All right, stay tuned. Up next, First Touch coming up with myself, Tyler Levine, and Nico Bisaus. We got a lot to talk about. You are not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned right where you're at on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. First Touch coming up next.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right. Welcome to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me here, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Man, I am fired up. We got a lot to talk about today. We got the Game Week 5 recap. Ton of action. A lot of controversy. We're going to dig into all of that. We're going to look ahead at Game Week 6 of the English Premier League. And we got Champions League coming up this week. Game Day 2 preview. We're going to touch on some of those big games. There's obviously a lot of stinkers that we might not want to have eyes on, but we're certainly going to cover those big ones. Nico, how we doing, my man, before we get into week five? How's everything going?
Huge action. I'm doing very well. There's plenty of games to watch, so I'm a happy man. And last week was very, very exciting. And what's coming up next week is even bigger, in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%. Let's get right to it. We had West Ham home versus Chelsea. The Chelsea plus 100 money line cashes with ease. They win 3-0. Nicholas Jackson nets two, makes it four goals on the season, and he assists the Cole Palmer goal, which made it 3-0. Jadon Sancho had another assist. Chelsea cruise the victory, man. They sit fifth on 10 points. I don't think anyone expected that after what we saw last season. Very good start for them. And pretty much on the polar opposite side of that, West Ham, very bad again. Defensively terrible. They have one win and a draw and three losses to start the season for them. I personally am someone who expected a lot more from this West Ham team after the transfer window that they had, but they're off to a poor start. What do you got here?
I think Chelsea won this game just based on West Ham's absence of being able to compete. I mean, West Ham seemed very passive on the ball, and especially defensively, Chelsea found a ton of space on offense to create chances. And conceding three goals at home, I mean, what can be worse
bad,
than
bad,
that?
Bad.
Exactly. Really, really You're not bad. Even scoring a goal. You're not even making competitive. Props to Chelsea. It's a long season. Let's see what they got next.
Yeah, man. Liverpool, after an absolutely astonishing result last week against Nottingham Forest, losing 1-0 at home, they come back with a bang. They're minus 350 money line cashes as they win 3-0. Bournemouth did score 4 minutes in. It was ruled out with VAR from offsides. Very unfortunate for them. That early goal could have really shifted how this game could have went. And then Luis Diaz. I mean, I think this is the second time he scored two goals in 2 minutes. The guy's an absolute stud. He's been elite this season. By far their best player for me. He has 5 goals and 1 assist through 5 games in the league. And Darwin Nunez opens his account under Arne Slot. Banger of a goal. Left foot, far post, wrapped it in. Kind of came out of nowhere. He got emotional celebrating. He's obviously hasn't had the greatest time at Liverpool. Definitely has not lived up to expectations. He had a quite the hefty price tag. making his transfer from Benfica. But Liverpool cruised to victory 3-0. Not much there for me. Good to see them get a win. Their fans will certainly be happy in dominating fashion against a Bournemouth team that has been tricky to play against this season. Moving on to Tottenham, home versus Brentford. Tottenham minus 180 money line cashes. And Brentford are on this weird little trend where they score a minute into the game, then they fail to score again and lose. Solanke finally opened up his account for Tottenham. He gets a goal. Brennan Johnson scored after some pretty harsh treatment for his performance against Coventry in the League Cup last week. Gets a standing ovation when he gets subbed off. Madison gets a goal. Tottenham get a much-needed win after a disappointing performance and result last week against Arsenal. For those who were tuned in last week, if Tottenham do finish in the top four, I do owe a Tottenham Hotspur logo tattooed on my body, and Nico gets my car. So I'll be rooting against them and betting against them every single game this season. Nico, what do you got on Tottenham? How crucial was this win for them after last week?
Huge win, and especially when I saw them go down 1-0, I've had like this feeling in my head, because I did say that they're an absolute win. I had them in my locks, and I said that they're going to win this game. And watching them going down 1-0 kind of got me a little nervous, but then they came back with three goals at home. And the same thing for Liverpool. These games are easy on paper. You're playing teams that are weaker than you, but putting these games away against teams that essentially play without any major pressure on their shoulders is always a big challenge, and especially in the Premier League. You lose a lot of points playing with teams you don't think you're going to lose points to. So props 100%. To both of them. Tottenham, please get me that car.
No. Stop. Relax. I had Brentford plus one here. I didn't give it out on the show, but I ended up taking it. They scored 1 minute in, and I'm like, oh, my God, let's go. This is great. They concede 7 minutes later. Not great. Speaking of teams that are putting games away, maybe not in the way that they would want to, or the way that their fans' mental health would like them to, Aston Villa minus 180 money line cashes. Wolves took the lead in this game 1-0 through Cunha 25 minutes in, and Villa are on this trend where they go down and they come back and win late on. Watkins scored in the 73rd, Konsa scored in the 88th, and yet again, the absolute substitute machine, Duran, scores again as a substitute. Man, Villa have grit. And I don't care what anyone says. It might be week five. Results like this, and like they did coming back 2-0 against Everton, this sets the tone for the rest of the season, because now mentally, every time that they go down, they're going to be thinking to themselves, we're in it. We can score. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how much we're down. We can get a result out of this, whether that's a draw or a win. And you know, this type of result is huge, especially for a team like Villa, who early on to be sitting where they're at, as they have Champions League games coming up, which is going to be tiresome on the legs. How big is this for them, Nico? I think it's huge.
It's huge, and it's exactly what you just talked about. It's the mentality of going down and always being able to believe that you can come back, because a lot of times we see teams trying, but are they really believing in the comeback? I don't think every single time. It's a team's mentality that you have to put on, and Villa lost to Arsenal at home early, and I was kind of nervous about them and their mental aspect and Champions League coming in, but they seem to be handling these very, very well, and huge win. Huge
very
win.
Big. Leicester home versus Everton. They end up drawing. Everton blow it again. They got a goal 12 minutes in, a beautiful goal off an Ashley Young assist. I mean, that guy just refuses to retire, I guess. And Mabadidi levels it up 73 minutes in. Everton should be winning this game. They now sit in 19th on 1 point through five games. Not good. Speaking of teams at the bottom of the table, Southampton home versus Ipswich. The draw cashes plus 240. It finishes 1-1. I called this from a mile away last week. Two bad teams bound to draw. Dibbling scores the first goal for Southampton. Very nifty Adam Lallana assist. And Ipswich fight to the end. Get a huge point for them, scoring the 95th minute. Southampton get their first point of the season, sitting in 18th. Ipswich in 17th on 3 points. One of the better games of the weekend for me, Fulham and Newcastle. Fulham were home. Their money line plus 175 cash is handing Newcastle their first loss of the season. This is an amazing back and forth game, Nico. Jimenez scored in the 5th minute. Smith Rowe scored in the 22nd minute. By the way, he's on his way to getting a call for England. He's been fantastic. He has new life at Fulham. Very, very happy for him. Harvey Barnes definitely gave Fulham fans a sweat. 46th minute. They come out of halftime. They get a goal. It's 2-1. But Fulham fight him off. Reece Nelson seals it in stoppage time to close it out for 3-1. This is the first loss of the season for Newcastle. How big of a win is this for Fulham as they look to continue on with their season? They've been pretty good for me this season. I like watching them play. They're very fun and they're frisky as well.
Yeah, it's a team that loves to attack. We've talked about them a lot, especially at the beginning of the season with Manchester United facing them. And they're definitely a team that loves to play forward, and they're definitely a team that needs to win at home because away games are not so easy in England. And you always see these teams struggling playing away. Beating Newcastle, a team that's aiming for top six, is huge. And scoring 3 goals at home must be super exciting for the fans and for the whole club.
Yeah, no, this was a good game, man. There was a lot of action. This is what you want to see, just open play, going for it, goals galore. Very excited for Fulham fans, and I'm more excited because I did cash on that money line, baby. Something I'm not so excited to talk about, Palace home versus Manchester United, a 0-0 draw, plus 270 cashes. I'm frustrated, Nico, and I'm going to rant here for a second. Garnacho and Bruno did hit the post, twice in one move. Palace had multiple chances. Onana saved the game with an unbelievable double save. United 67% possession, 15 shots, 0 goals. I mean, I don't know what's happening here, man. We drew in the week to FC 20 1-1 in Europa League. Ten Hag is running out of time in my eyes. The substitutions that he made in this game were absolutely mind-boggling. Xerxes coming out makes absolutely no sense to me. And as soon as he comes out, we have absolutely zero link-up play. We took out Ahmad, we took out Eriksen, the three players that were creating these chances for us, and I can't understand what we're doing here. Because as soon as we take these guys out, all that starts happening is we're kicking the ball up and praying that we can get the second ball and hoping we can get a chance out of that, and that does not work. There's no identity, there's no style of play, we're not creating enough chances, and the chances we are creating, we're not finishing. And then on the flip side, Palace should have won this game. Eze missed an absolute sitter that I think I'm scoring. And outside of Onana's probably best save he's ever made for United, we should have lost this game. And that is unacceptable. I'm tired of these excuses for Ten Hag. You've spent hundreds of millions of dollars. Every player you've asked for, we've signed. And what is happening? Nothing is changing. So now United are sitting in 11th place on 7 points. And that is unacceptable. I mean, this is his third year now, and I'm really struggling to see what direction we're heading in. And it's not like things get easier because we're taking on Tottenham this Sunday, who are by far a better team than Crystal Palace, although we're home, but that clearly doesn't matter. We just drew to a team that I've never even heard of before in the Europa League in the middle of the week after one of the most pathetic goals I've ever seen us concede, excuse me. The right back dribbled through 10 guys, and then Eriksen turned right into a dude. It looked like a JV-level performance. But that's enough of that before I have a heart attack. Coming up out of this break, we're going to cover the Sunday slate because there is so much to talk about with this Manchester City and Arsenal game. We're going to look ahead at game week 6. We'll talk some Champions League. I got to take a sip of water because I'm all worked up after talking this Manchester United and Crystal Palace game. Stay right where you are. This is First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, on iHeartRadio. Tune in Simple Radio. You're certainly not going to want to miss what's coming up next because we have some major controversy to discuss. Hang in tight. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 877-471-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with the Nico Beef Sauce. We're talking right now, last Sunday's slate of Game Week 5. Congrats to those who parlayed the draws. If you for somehow picked 2-2 in both games, congrats on early retirement. Let's start with Brighton and Forest. An absolute smacker of a game. 2-2, it finishes. Draw plus 300 cashes. Man, this game was action-packed. Awesome back and forth. Chris Wood opened it up with a penalty kick 13 minutes in. Brighton hit back twice before halftime. Danny Welbeck banged a free kick in 45 minutes in. Good for him, man. He's kind of revived his career here at Brighton.
What a start to the season.
Unbelievable, right? Ramon Sosa leveled at 70 minutes in, and Palace go down a man after a Gibbs White gets a second yellow. Both managers got red cards. And on top of being down a man, Forrest should have won this game in stoppage time. I mean, they had a clean and through breakaway, and the pass was just not right. It went too long, went out of bounds for a goal kick. Forest get another result on the road, man, which has traditionally not been their forte. They're usually good at home and terrible on the road. Brighton sit in seventh, undefeated on 9 points. Forest right behind them just because of goal differential, and eighth also on 9 points. Nico, I want to skip right to this next game because there's so much to talk about in this Manchester City versus Arsenal game.
Yeah, let's do it.
So much controversy, so much action. The draw, plus 240 hits, finishes 2-2 as well. This game was unbelievable. Savinho sends Calafiore for an absolute hot dog, lays off a beautiful through ball to Erling Haaland. He scores 9 minutes in. Controversially, in the 22nd minute, Arsenal get a free kick. They go to play it quickly. It's probably 5 to 10 yards ahead of where they should have played it. The ref allows it to play on. Martinelli lays off a ball to Calafiore, and this dude absolutely smokes it from the top left corner of the box across the goal, top corner with his left foot, and levels things up 1-1. It's his first goal for Arsenal. Bro, this is an absolute banger, and I've seen him do this before. I've seen the highlights. He's capable of scoring, and he showed it here, huh?
That's what Calafiore does. I mean, that's why his value is so high, and especially coming from the Italian league, which a lot of people do not hold as a prestigious league for some reason. I mean, Calafiore did this all past season, and now he's coming into a huge game, scoring a huge goal. He seems like he still needs rhythm as far as like his defensive skills go, but man, yeah. You can't forget playing that beautiful ball with the left foot curving all the way into the side netting and beating Ederson. I mean, what a feeling that must be.
I thought it was across at first, and then I saw it go in, and then I watched the replay, and I was like, damn, this guy actually meant that. He just put it there.
100% he did.
Top bins, man. Top bins. 45 minutes in, Kyle Walker, I don't know if you saw this, leading up to the corner kick, he's like slapping Gabriel on the chest, pushing him and stuff. Clearly, he should have been paying more attention because he got absolutely burned going to the ball. Gabriel heads it in. Arsenal go up 2-1. A little bit more controversy. Arsenal had like two or three guys around Ederson kind of blocking him off from getting to that back post. A lot of people are upset about it on Twitter. I was a goalkeeper, so I do feel for Ederson. I could see it going both ways. If they called it no goal, I would have said that makes sense. But I also, it's so tight and it's so tough to call that back on VAR because of something like that. And to be honest, I'm also not a fan of VAR being used in that manner to call goals back in that way. I like offsides. I'm down for the penalty kick stuff. But I could have seen Arsenal fans being very upset, more upset than they were after what we're going to talk about, what came up after this. But Arsenal go up 2-1. What are your thoughts? Do you think this goal should have stood?
No, yeah, it definitely should have stood. Ederson kind of made a movement towards the ball. As soon as he felt contact, he fell on the ground expecting the ref to just blow the whistle. I mean, I think it's a poor reaction on his end, and I think it's a great play from the Arsenal players. Listen, you can't expect VAR to pull back every single goal. We watch these games for goals. So defend better, do better, great goal from Arsenal, and move on.
It was an unbelievable set piece play, though. Like, you can see what they were trying. I mean, they were trying to block off the goalkeeper, send the ball back post, and Gabriel smacked it, and he scores 2 weeks in a row. The moment of the match, unfortunately, and I don't say unfortunately lightly, moments before halftime, in stoppage time, Trossard plows into Bernardo Silva. Michael Oliver calls a foul. Trossard gets upset about it, kicks the ball away, gets a second yellow, gets sent off. Very similar to what we saw happen with Declan Rice against Brighton. This is the rule. And I don't understand why everyone's freaking out about this and why Arsenal fans are so upset. At the beginning of the year, they made it abundantly clear to everyone, if the whistle is blown and you kick the ball away to waste time or out of frustration, you are getting a yellow card. And if you're sitting on a yellow card, and it's not like he kicked it away a foot. Like the Declan Rice one, I'll admit, that was harsh because he kicked it away a foot. Trossard booted the ball. And like the Premier League came out and said he didn't get the yellow for the foul. He got the yellow for kicking the ball away. Am I wrong here? Am I crazy for thinking that I don't understand? Like, why is everyone so upset about this? Because this is pretty clear to me. It's just the rule. Like, you just got to follow it. I'm not sure why Arsenal fans are crying.
I guess I hate the rule then, because I mean, do I want a big game like that decided on a moment of frustration from a player that doesn't really cause any harm? There's plenty of ball boys around. Just toss another ball into the freaking thing. It's not like there's two or three balls in the stadium. I'm not going to blame the ref on this one, but I will say that if he didn't give that yellow card, what would
totally different game. That I'm on board with, because I agree that it sucks and it robbed everyone of what was making up to be an all-time classic. Because what we see in the second half is Arsenal park the bus for, you know, the second 45.
What else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have to do it. And that's what's frustrating, is because it's like, it doesn't make sense and it's not fair that the game is decided that way. And I agree. I don't necessarily like the rule, but if that is the rule, then like, I don't understand, like, it's on Arteta for me. Like, if the whistle is blown, don't kick the ball away. It's so simple, especially if you're on a yellow, dude. Like, what are you doing? You're getting a yellow.
Yeah, it's a silly mistake by Trossard, but I have to ask myself, and I know this is a silly argument to make, but Mbappe does this. Does he get a second yellow? I think maybe not. You know, I think like, oh, the City players go out to the ref and they complain and they say, oh, look, he kicked it away. And then the ref kind of turns a blind eye to it. I've seen it go both ways. It's very rare that I see a second yellow being given off of a guy kicking the ball away. And it usually happens from ref on these huge games and it just ruins it. Van Persie in Camp Nou against Barcelona.
That was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have an entire game.
For the rule. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't like, it was a thing, but it really wasn't as strict. The other thing that people are really upset about from the Arsenal perspective is there's been a lot of instances with Michael Oliver and Manchester City. And for the, I'm not going to get into it right now, but hop on Google and type in Michael Oliver, Manchester City. Look, I'm
guy's
not
a fan. Guy's a fan.
I'm not one to talk conspiracy. I got my tinfoil hat on. I'm in on this conspiracy theory. I like it. But wrapping up the game, because that's not where it finished. The second half was just Manchester City with the ball trying to score. Arsenal did great. They defended very, very well. They defended their balls off, if I'm being, you know, straightforward. But it wasn't enough. I mean, in this Manchester City team, you can only bend so much before you break. John Stones scores in the 98th minute. City sit atop the table, 13 points. Arsenal in fourth on 11. Both still no losses. Before we get into Game Week 6 preview, let's talk some Champions League because we got some absolute banger games coming up this week, starting Arsenal home versus PSG on October 1st. Arsenal minus 135. The draw is plus 290. PSG plus 333. What do you got for this game, Nico?
I think it's going to be a fun game. Do I see a draw in there? What do you think? Do you think a draw is a possibility here, or are you on the other way?
Draw. I'm hammering it. It's a plus 333. Arsenal at home is where they play their strongest. They're missing Odegaard, which I think is a big deal for them, especially against a team like PSG, who has a very strong defense and a very good goalkeeper. Arsenal are also known to not necessarily score three or four goals against these very, very good teams. Yeah. PSG have a very good squad. They play.
The only thing is, I'm not sure if Arsenal can go up a goal here, because usually what happens in these big games for them, and last year we saw it against Bayern Munich, once they get frazzled and they go down a goal in the Champions League games, they seem like they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big factor here. If Arsenal goes up early, they can win, but a draw is so good because, you know, they're kind of equally matched up, I think.
I agree. Probably the game of the week for Champions League for me, Villa at home versus Bayern. What a cool matchup. Who would have thought? Villa plus 310, the draw is plus 310, Bayern minus 130. Real quick, Nico, what do you got for this one?
I like the draw on this one, and I feel like Aston Villa can pull off a win. I think their home games are going to be strong.
I'm taking Villa. I love it. All right, stay right where you are. We're going into the Game Week 6 preview here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We will be right back. Hurting, I felt like dying.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see totalwireless.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome back to First Touch here on iHeartRadio. Tune in Simple Radio and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. We are about to get into the Week 6 English Premier League preview. Man, there's some juicy games on the slate, starting with Newcastle home versus Manchester City. Newcastle are a plus 400 money line. The draw is plus 350. Man City minus 170. Nico, can Newcastle get a win here?
Newcastle can definitely get a win here, but Manchester City is going to be coming for vengeance after that late draw against Arsenal. I think that they are definitely disappointed not winning that game, playing a man up for 45 minutes. So I don't know. It can work to Newcastle's favor, or it can work to City's favor. I see an open game, though, because Newcastle doesn't seem like a team that plays defense at all at home. So
I'm taking the over 3.5 here. Mortal lock for me. I'm taking that in my lock of the week as well, by the way. And partially because City are now without Rodri for the rest of the season. He tore his ACL. We failed to mention that before we went to break. That is a huge loss for them because they, traditionally speaking, do not lose games unless they're playing Manchester United in the FA Cup final. They don't lose games when Rodri plays. So now without him, they're going to have to, play a whole season with Kovacic playing in the center defensive mid?
Yeah. Rico Lewis, somebody's going to have to step in.
Maybe John Stones steps in or something. But I think I'm actually going to take the draw in this as well, just because I think that City are prone to concede goals. Newcastle will be playing forward, but it's Man City. They're definitely going to score at least two in my eyes here, even though they are away. Not so good of a game. Arsenal taking Leicester on at home. Arsenal minus 600. The draw is plus 700. Leicester plus 1,300. You smell an upset, or this is a walk in the park for the Gunners?
This is going to be a walk in the park. I feel like Arteta has definitely built a team that's mentally strong, and they can bounce right back from that Sunday game. They have a Champions League game ahead of them. PSG's coming in, so they would like to put this away early. I see them winning by at least a goal differentiation here, like a 3-0, 3-1 type of win.
I'm thinking like a 2-0 win. I mean, the line's at 3.5. Under 3.5 is minus 170. So clearly they think it's going to go, under Vegas at least. So I'm taking Arsenal with a 2-0 win here. Brentford at home versus West Ham. Are we going to see West Ham finally start their season off? West Ham are plus 215, Brentford plus 120. The draw is plus 250. I think I'm liking a draw here because both these teams have shown that they just do not defend. The only thing that I think I would slightly lean towards Brentford potentially winning is that at least Brentford can score goals. West Ham has not been able to score goals at all. I think I like the draw here at plus 250. What do you got?
Over 2.5 is a minus 155. As you said, when we're talking about two teams that don't really love defending and they're going to play their chances up ahead, Brentford can definitely score a goal. West Ham can definitely score a goal. Minus 155 seems almost too good to be true, but I'm definitely taking it.
We got Chelsea at home versus Brighton, who will be playing without their head coach after he got the red card last week against Forest. Chelsea minus 138. The draw is plus 320. Brighton are plus 330. It's a pretty big number for Brighton, who have had a decent start to the season. However, let me pull this up real quick. I don't think they've actually lost a game. No, they haven't lost a game. Are they due for a loss here? Chelsea's been playing great. They've been playing attacking football. They've been scoring goals. They've been defending well. I think I might take Chelsea here, although I really don't want to at all. I just think Brighton are due at some point. I mean, they're not going to be the Invincibles. They have to lose at some point, and I feel like it's going to be this week when they go to Chelsea.
Let me tell you something. The last time that Chelsea had a big win away at Wolves, and we were all wowed about, they came back and they tied at home against Crystal Palace, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. So it's going to be on them, right? Are they going to keep the foot on the pedal and score goals and put Brighton away? Because Brighton is not a bad team at all. For whoever wants to have a value bet here, it would be Brighton or draw because, you know, they can easily get a point here. They can score goals. Even if they go down 1-0, they can equalize. So,
unpredictable. What you just said there, if there's one game on this whole slate for the whole weekend where there's the highest, like the best value bet that you can get, it would be in this game with either Brighton or the draw. I actually like that a lot. Although yeah. I do think Chelsea will win. I really am now kind of thinking this over and really enjoying the value that I'm seeing there on a draw or Brighton. Kind of a stinker of a game. Everton at home versus Palace. Are Everton ever going to win? Let's see. Everton plus 172, the draw plus 230, Palace 163. Very similar mindset for me. You know, with Brighton, they have to lose eventually. Everton, at some point, they got to win. Nico, do you think that this is the week where Everton finally get 3 points in the win column?
I personally think that if there's a game that a draw will be had, is going to be this one. Because both Everton and Crystal Palace haven't started off too hot. And now they're having to see each other. Everton is playing at home. They're definitely going to be nervous. They definitely don't want to lose this game. And so draw is, to me here, an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm taking the draw on this one as well, for sure. Forest at home versus Fulham. This will be an exciting game. I'm calling it now because Forest, I did not expect this at all from them this season. They've been lively. They're attacking, although they are missing Gibbs White, which I think is huge. However, somehow they're still a plus 140 favorite. Fulham are plus 200. The draw is plus 230. I don't want to get on this train of like draw, but this is another one where I can see this drawing. Or I love the value on Fulham here. Fulham have played absolutely great to start the season. I think Forest are due for a little bit of regression, especially missing Gibbs White. What's the over under here? I'm going to pull it up right now.
Over under is 2.5. Even odds for over 2.5 and minus 135 for the under.
Love the over. Love the over here. I'm putting it in the lock of the week. What do you got? You got anything for the total?
Yeah. I think personally here, when I saw Fulham play away at Ipswich, I saw them having a lot of issues. I saw them not being able to absorb a lot of pressure from Ipswich in that game, and they end up tying 1-1. I would not be surprised if Fulham gets a point out of this one because, you know, they're going to have to play conservatively, especially thinking that Nottingham Forest is going to always play forward and try to score goals in their home.
They do like to play forward. Both these teams do, honestly. I mean, if you look at Fulham versus Newcastle, it was an absolute shootout. They were flying up and down the field. Defense just was not being played at all. It was counterattack after counterattack. Wolves at home versus Liverpool. Liverpool dropped points to Forest. Are they going to do it here? Liverpool are minus 310 on the road. Wolves plus 750. The draw is plus 475. I'm not concerned here for Liverpool at all. I think they're going to smoke them. I kind of think I like the over 3.5 here. It's plus 105. 3.5 is obviously a lot of goals, but Wolves gave up 6 to Chelsea at home. So I think that Liverpool are going to smoke them here, maybe win 3-1 or 3-0. What do you think?
Wolves is a team that now they put themselves in a position where they're going to have to fight for each and every single game, and there's pressure on every single game because even Liverpool at home, you know, their fans are going to go there and expect their team to get a point out of this game. They blew it against Newcastle. Liverpool is definitely dangerous. Liverpool is going to have to focus on two plates now, having the European competition coming up. I see a tight 1-2 win for Liverpool here.
All right. Moving on to the Sunday slate. We got two Sunday games here before NFL kicks off. Ipswich at home versus Aston Villa. Villa are short favorites here, minus 110. Ipswich plus 300. The draw is plus 265. Seems a little low for me, Villa at minus 110. And what's concerning is that I'm absolutely loving it, and I want to absolutely dump the bank account on it. But usually when I see a line this low and think to myself, that seems weird, I bet it, and then I lose. So is an upset brewing here, or is a draw brewing here? Are Villa going to drop points away?
I think that this is a perfect opportunity for Villa to win a game. that is going to be a very big deciding factor, because I see Ipswich tightening up. And, you know, you said it early in the season, they play good football. People undermine them a lot when they come on. They expect them every single game. And I don't think that's the case with them. So Villa to win here, or the over 2.5. Villa expecting Bayern to come in at their home come Tuesday or Wednesday. So, yeah, a tough game. Over 2.5 would be my prediction.
I like that a lot as well. Do you think we're going to see Villa maybe start a different lineup in preparation for Bayern Munich at the top of the week?
Not sure. I mean, I think that that's a dangerous game to play, especially with having, well, you know, with having European games, you know, you're always contemplating if you should rest players or not and kind of divide your attention per se. But at the end of the day, man, Villa is not guaranteed to win the Champions League. So if they want to be at this contest next year, they have to finish top four. And I think that that's what their focus should be, to be honest.
I agree. I think they absolutely have to prioritize league play ahead of Champions League, no doubt, throughout the entire season, because winning the Champions League for them is an absolute fever dream. Finishing top four is something that's realistic and will keep them in the Champions League, allow them to keep bringing in new talent, allow them to, you know, the club to make all the extra money that comes with having European games to play. So I think that they're going to prioritize this game, lock in, and get the dub here. I have Villa as well in my locks of the week that we're going to go through. The game of the week for me, in terms of just the, you know, two most evenly matched, high-powered teams, two top six clubs, Manchester United versus Tottenham. United are plus 130. The draw is plus 280. And Spurs are plus 175. Nico, what do you got here?
Tough game for me to judge, because I don't know. I know we're leaning towards draws a lot, and I know it sounds corny, but I do really like the value of the draw in this game. What about you?
I think I have to go with that as well, just because both I don't know, man. This has just been such a painful start to the season. I really thought after the signings that Manchester United made this offseason that, you know, we would have had some sort of a chance here to at least start off better than we have. United being at home, I think, definitely plays a major factor into this. But Tottenham get up for these games, and for some reason we have struggled with Tottenham over the last couple of years. They've kind of been like an Achilles heel for us. I mean, they smoked us a couple of years ago with Kane and Son. But with that being said, this is a different Tottenham than we've seen in the years past. Solanke being back, I don't like for Manchester United's case. He absolutely killed us last year playing for Bournemouth. So I think the draw is something that I have to take. I don't know what the over is, but I like it no matter what it is, because Manchester United are absolutely terrible defensively. And I think that we will probably go behind to start the game, and we're going to have to come back out of that. I think we just lost Nico here as well, so I'm just going to kind of continue on with this. This is a really tight spot for Manchester United. As of right now, they are sitting 11th in the table on 7 points. If they drop points in this game, let's say they lose this game, they're through 6 weeks sitting on 7 points. It's going to be really, really difficult for Ten Hag to have a case to stay on as manager, in my eyes, if they don't win this game. And even if they draw this game, I think it's going to be really, really difficult for him to stay around. So with that in mind, I think I am going to take United money line. That's probably me talking with my heart. Realistically, it probably will be a draw at plus 280, but I'm throwing my money on United at plus 130. All right, I'm going to give out my locks of the week. I got a couple for Champions League, and I also got a couple for Premier League. I hinted at a couple for the Premier League. I'm absolutely taking Villa moneyline at minus 110. I absolutely love them in the spot that they're in. I'm taking Arsenal PSG draw at plus 290, and the Bayern versus Villa over 3.5. Guys, thank you so much for joining First Touch here on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Next week, we're going to recap Game Week 6, recap Champions League Game Day 2, and we'll look ahead at Game Week 7. Thank you so much for joining. We will see you next Friday. Hang tight after the breaks. After the break, Sports Overnight America is coming right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Thank you to those who turned in to this week's edition of First Touch. Man, I have an absolute blast doing that show with my co-host, Nico Beefsauce. We're actually going out to England in November to catch Liverpool versus Brighton at Anfield, and the following day, traveling just down the road to catch Manchester United home versus Chelsea. We'll be putting out a ton of content around those games. I'm very, very excited. Feel free to follow me on social media at It's Ty Levine on Instagram. And we're going to be building the show's Instagram out as well, at First Touch on Instagram. But enough of the soccer. Looking ahead at NFL Sunday, I have my eyes on some of these games, man. There's some standout games for me, some games that I think are just going to be action-packed. We got the Saints and the Falcons playing in New Orleans. They're playing in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta is a -2.5-point favorite. This is going to be an absolute shootout. The total's 41.5, though, so maybe I'm wrong there because that's pretty low for two teams who have been playing like they have on offense. I'm taking the Saints here, I think. I think that the Falcons had some offensive line injuries in their last game against the Chiefs. I think that's going to come out to haunt them. Kirk Cousins is going to struggle to find some time in the pocket. And if the Saints get ahead early, we've seen what they can do like they did in Dallas. And it's going to be very, very difficult for the Falcons to establish the run if they fall down behind early. Probably my game of the weekend, the Vikings and the Packers playing at Lambeau. Vikings sitting at 3-0. Who would have thought that? Sam Darnold, potentially the hottest quarterback in the NFL. Aaron Jones going back home to Lambeau Field. I mean, this game is full of storylines. It's going to be full of action. And I'm very fired up for that. Green Bay is a -3-point favorite. Not sure if Jordan Love is going to be back.
But I think I like Green Bay in this spot to get the win and hand the Vikings their first loss of the season. But, I mean, the game of the week, obviously, Bills and Ravens in Baltimore. Bills sitting at 3-0, the Ravens at 1-2. Baltimore's a minus 2.5-point favorite. I am taking the Ravens. I think they're going to come to Baltimore and in their first loss. Stay right where you are. Marty Terrell is coming up next on Sports Overnight America. Thanks for sticking with me. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Thank you for tuning in to First Touch and Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back after this break.